Started here. If we can have everyone take their seats at the table.
Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Otter Tail, for being here. We might have been a little optimistic in jamming these both in today, but thanks for your patience. And I don't have any opening comments. Brian or Randy, do either of you have any opening comments to make?
I do not.
Okay.
No, just thank you. I've reviewed all this stuff, and I think it'll go pretty quick. Thanks for coming.
All right. So we'll just turn it over. Jerry, I think this is your deal, or we want to turn it over to Stuart. Do you want to go get going?
I would just let Stuart go with his presentation.
Okay.
Okay. Stuart Tomerdahl representing Otter Tail this afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. What I want to do this afternoon is kind of bring you back and reorientate you to this particular docket and this matter. We had an informal hearing back in November with regards to the recovery of our reagents and emissions allowance costs. And there were a few concerns that were raised during that that hearing or wishes, I think, from the commission that we needed to go back and kind of explore to come up with what solution would work best given those concerns. And so I'll kind of walk through that, get you reorientated, and then we'll briefly go through the solution that we've proposed. And so if we want to go ahead, I guess I've got control here. There we go. On page 3, if you recall, back on November 20th when we had our hearing, our initial request was for fuel clause recovery of the reagent and emission allowance costs that we're going to begin to start incurring in 2015 and over the course of the next year. We talked about the characteristics of these costs, behaved very much like fuel. Basically, the consumption is tied to the dispatch of the plants, and so costs can vary accordingly. And these are costs that we're incurring because of compliance obligations with federal EPA rules. Through the discussion we had back then, the message that we got was that you didn't want these costs, kind of buried in the fuel clause, but would have liked to have a little more visibility on the bill, and expressed a desire to include these costs along with the environmental cost recovery charge that is currently on the bill. And then there was also the desire to, change the description on the billing so we could actually, let customers know that these costs were being driven by Otter Tail's compliance with federal EPA rules. And so when we left that meeting, we had to kind of go back and look at what the capabilities of our billing and customer information system was to come up with a solution. And so we did that. And we did go back and we did confirm, basically the capabilities. And we made a filing at the end of December that laid out our proposal. And I've got a summary here listed on page 4, and I'll walk through that. First of all, as we look to implement this solution, we'll be tracking all of our emissions and reagent costs separately. And then what we're proposing on a monthly basis is that we will compute a separate monthly variable reagent and emissions allowance rate, and for our discussion we'll just call it the reagent rate. We're going to use this exact same methodology and the math that we use with our current fuel clause mechanism, and so we would come up with a per kilowatt hour rate for these specific costs. We'll take that rate, apply it to the kilowatt hours that the customer has every month, same as what we would do with the fuel clause. And then we would take the resulting monthly charge that was computed add that to the environmental cost recovery charge that's on the bill, and then the sum of those two charges would then be what was presented on the bill. We explored some options as far as providing a description on the bill. In our initial, or in our filing at the end of December, we had put a suggestion in as a from a one-line description, and Jerry came back and asked, "Well, can we put a footnote, or can we expand it a little bit more?" We were able to visit with our programmers. They're able to allow us to put a couple lines of description on the system, and so this is the recommended language that we're proposing. We'd say, you know, these are required costs for compliance with federal EPA rules. So, that's basically the overview of what we're proposing. So we'd have this ECR charge. We'd have this monthly variable charge. The two in combined would be put on the bill.
And what would it be labeled as? Is this it?
On the bottom, yep. On the bottom of page 4, the required costs for compliance with federal EPA rules. And I'll share with you, we have some limits, like 25 characters per line within our system that we can work with within. And so this particular suggestion here would fit that. So moving on to page 6, I guess just to summarize, you know, in terms of what we're seeking would be approval of you know, recovery of these costs via the mechanism that I've outlined here. Our programmers, you know, have some work to do to get these changes made and for us to test and vet the changes. So we would propose a May 1 effective date. Again, as I mentioned earlier, the rate would be updated, calculated every month. We would file that information along with our monthly fuel clause filings as well. So just from an administrative standpoint, you know, we would sort of combine the rate information in those filings that we would provide. In terms of our tariff language, in our filing at the end of December, we put proposed language in our current environmental cost recovery rider tariff sheet. So that's where we've added additional language for this monthly variable charge. And I guess then in the last point is that, you know, we'll begin to start incurring some costs now during the first few months here in 2015. And, you know, we would just ask that we could include those in our, you know, sort of as a true-up item as we start the initial rate calculation going forward. So that's really the basis of the presentation. So.
Great. Stuart, I want to thank the company for being so responsive to the requests. I think this is very, very much what I was looking for in terms of how to charge and where to charge and how to tell the customers it's being what the charge is. I think it's really much more accurate for them and gives them better information to know where these charges are coming from. So I know, recognize that it was not the way it was being done before, and it probably forces you to do things a little differently, but I appreciate the company's willingness to take that on and come back with such a good proposal.
Thanks. So in the billing, the customer, unless they do some research, but just looking at their bill, they're not going to see the ECR rider charge and the reagent and emissions allowance rider charge. All they're going to see is the combination, the total of those two listed as required costs for compliance with
federal EPA. Yep.
And how much, I don't know what Otter Tail figures for their average customer, like what's MDU's 890 or something.
Yeah.
But for your average customer, how much is this going to be?
This particular incremental charge in our initial filing, based on some of the estimates that we had at that point, And granted, these costs are going to be rolling in over the course of the next year. But assuming we had all of the emissions reduction equipment operating at the plants and we're incurring these costs, I believe it was just under about 98 cents. It was just under a dollar. Assuming everything was in place and the rates, you know, on an annual basis, if you're figuring it out that way.
And so I suppose these first few months it would be less because some of it's not in place.
But yeah.
So will they see a $3 or $4 bump then in May for these first 4 months?
No, they won't, because we're starting to incur a few emissions charges now. We'll start seeing some reagent costs, I believe, maybe March, for sure, starting in mid-April. And then they're just going to start to ramp up. The Big Stone plant, you know, we're not going to start seeing emission or the reagents there until later in 2015 and then more so, you know, into 2016. So the costs are gonna scale in over time.
So the need to include any costs from January 1st of 2015 on, there really are none in these first few months.
There are a few. We've started making, we have made one purchase on some emissions allowances for the Hoot Lake plant, and so we'll start actually seeing some expense come through, you know, over the next couple of months here.
Well, I agree with Julie. I think this is a nice plan. I like your responsiveness. Thank you.
Oh, I agree with my colleagues. And just a question for Jerry. Do we have to vote on this for consent next week, or can they go with this now? What's the, or 2 weeks?
We have a tariff filing that we suspended.
Yep.
And we're going to have to vote on it for consent.
Yep.
Then they revised it to change it to different tariffs. So I think we just approved the changes to the emissions control rider tariff.
Thing, just put it in consent for the next meeting if that's okay with it. And my colleagues sound like they're okay with it. And mm-hmm. is there a rush to do it before the next meeting? So, okay. Thank you.
did you have any questions or any thoughts that the line should read? I wonder if you just lose the REQ.
Yeah, I wondered about that too, Jerry. Just costs. REQ, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can do that.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Means the same thing, really.
Yep. Yep. We can do that. Right. Yep. And the bill messaging that we send out, we'll include a notice, you know, in May.
Okay. But good point, Jerry. Thank you.
Yep.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
All right. You guys were easy today. This might be a record for the quickest meeting with the utility we've had, at least since I've been on the commission.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to be here.
So. All right. So, all right. Nothing else?
Do you have any resource issues you want to talk about?
You'd like to buy XL systems?
As long as we're warmed up.